Oasis Audio presents The Summer Camp Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly.
Chapter 1, Shapes in the Fog. At 5 o'clock on an August morning, the sun hadn't risen yet, but the Alden family was already up and about. The street lamps were still on. In a few minutes, the headlights on James Alden's car were on, too. Four sleepy children trooped down the porch steps of the big white house where they lived. They joined their grandfather, who was already in the car.
"Buckle up, everyone," Grandfather Alden said. "We want to get an early start driving to Maine."
One by one, Henry, Jesse, Violet, and 6-year-old Benny Alden slipped into Grandfather's car. They buckled themselves in. Mr. Alden backed out slowly. He didn't want to scrape the bottom of his car. It was riding low, loaded down with camp trunks, backpacks, and the five Aldens. The family housekeeper, Mrs. McGregor, stood by the driveway holding on to watch the family dog.
"Goodbye, children," Mrs. McGregor said. "Have fun at Camp Seagull. Don't eat too much lobster."
12-year-old Jessie tried not to yawn. She'd barely had time to braid her long brown hair and find her junior counselor cap.
"Goodbye, Mrs. McGregor. Take good care of Watch for me." "Bye, Mrs. McGregor," the other three children said.
Watch looked at the car with his saddest face. He whined softly, the way he always did when he was left behind.
"Watch wants to come to Camp Seagull with us, too," Jessie said with a little catch in her voice. "I'm going to miss having him sleep at the foot of my bed."
Benny took one last look at Watch and Mrs. McGregor before Mr. Alden pulled away.
"Too bad."